Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us, as she is each week, to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Andrea, welcome in.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we've got a lot to talk about here today. There's a lot of animals for adoption.
We just never know from week to week what's going to be going on at the shelter. We do have one cat I want to let people know about that's on that seven-day hold. When we find an animal, we hold it for 7 days, hoping to reconnect it with its owner. This is a cream-colored female that was found on the corner of 7th and Lynn. She's pretty shy, so I'm really hoping that she's somebody's beloved baby and they'll come in and get her. But she's the only one on hold right now, the only cat on hold right now. Everything else at the shelter is little. It's little week at the shelter. Everything else that we have is either a baby or a small breed animal. So everything's cute down there right now. You should come check it out.
All right. So mini animal week here, and lots of options on both sides of the bill here. And I guess we'll start off. I know you got a lot of kittens you want to talk about today.
Yeah, I know we've mentioned before, but we have Mama. She's doing a great job, and she has three kittens that she's raising. Those will be available for adoption on the 17th of May. But again, we mentioned last week, if you have a preference, you could come down and put one of those on pre-order. Go ahead and pay and get your registration on which one you want right now. So Mama and her three kittens are just about as cute as they can be. And I can barely stand it down there right now, because right above Mama and her three kittens are the five kittens that were being hand-reared by our shelter staff. And they are getting big enough to just be adorable. They're gray and black. There's some cream and buff colors in there. So, I mean, I could literally stand there all day just looking at the ones on the top, and then on the bottom, and the top, and the bottom, and they're just so cute. So if you've been thinking about getting a kitten, these are really healthy, they're really happy, they're getting a lot of love and attention and socialization. So kittens, kittens, kittens galore.
I guess if nothing else, you're looking for a pick-me-up. It's time to stop down to the shelter and have fun with
you. You know, you cannot be sad when you're looking at these cute little kittens. It's true. They're just adorable.
All right. And we've got some small ones on the dog side as well.
Absolutely. And the dog side, we've got quite a few animals that are available for adoption. We have two heeler terrier mix pups. They're, maybe 7 months old, something like that. About three quarters grown. They're just sweet. They're cute. They're both females. They'd be great as a matched set. They're not too noisy. They're not, you know, sometimes animals, dogs especially, can be really barky. But they're pretty mellow. These girls are pretty mellow, and they'd be great to go together or separately. So if you've been looking for, they won't be tiny forever, but for now, they're at least smaller. We also have an older fellow, a Schnauzer mix, that has come in. So if you're looking for more of a calm, laid-back adult dog. And then we have four small breed dogs that were brought in together. So these dogs have been used to living together. They could definitely stay together, or pairs, or, you know, or individually. You could adopt them out however we can. We'll find them homes. But we have Bandy, who is a Peekaboo female. She's black. Beauty is a Pekingese Palm mix, tan female. BB, a Pekingese Palm Poodle mix, that's female and gray. And I know that some of these names, like, you know, you can get like a Palma Oodle Noodle or something. I don't know the names for all of these, but I know they're cute. They're cute little dogs. And then we also have Beast, which, don't let the name fool you. He's a neutered male Pekingese Palm mix, and he's tan. He's pretty mellow, actually. Not much of a beast to speak of. So cuteness abounds everywhere you look at the shelter right now. There's little cute things.
All right, so lots of options there, and yeah, sometimes don't let those names fool you. You know, they may be a different story than you got to give them a name. So,
and you can always rename them too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, and folks are going to go to the shelter and check out all these great, cute animals. Where they need to go?
Monday through Friday, it's from 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturday 8 to noon on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd with the wastewater treatment plant.
All right, and if they have questions, you can always call as well. 243-2287 is the telephone number. You can leave a message if they're not there at the time that you call, and they'll get back to you. And you can also find out information on the web as well.
Yep, you can go to petfinder.com, type in the zip code for Atlantic, or if you're on Facebook, go to Atlantic Animal Shelter. And I'd really like to put a call out. If you're on Facebook and you haven't yet gone over and liked the Atlantic Animal Shelter Facebook page, would you please do so, and ask your friends to do so as well? It's great. The more word we can get out, the more people we can be connected to, the better we're going to be able to connect people with new pets, and also help them find lost pets. So if you haven't already done so, when you're on Facebook, do us a favor and head on over and like our Atlantic Animal Shelter Facebook page.
Yeah, it would certainly help, I think, get some of those, maybe those chance encounters. You know, maybe even if you're not really looking for a pet right now, you go like the shelter, you see one, you happen to hear a friend talking about something they're looking for, and maybe it'll ring a bell. So
That's right.
Yeah, hopefully it works out in that way, and we get people to get out there. And we should also mention, too, that we've got all these animals that are up for adoption. It's not going to cost you very much to do that as well. The fees are very small.
Absolutely. $10 for a cat, $25 for a dog. Of course, you have to spay or neuter them, but many of the ones that we have, especially the smaller dogs that are there right now, they already have been spayed or neutered. And a lot of them that we get are also up to date on their shots. You know, they've had veterinary care. So the financial commitment to adopt an animal is very, very small, especially in comparison to what you're going to get in return for that.
All right. Well, Andrea, we appreciate you letting us know what's going on at Mini Week down at the shelter.
And when you go look at the wee tiny animals, make sure to tell them you heard about them on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.